Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Yogi.
I'm Pam.
I'm Brandon.
This is Creativity Wasted. I saw a thing. I like tech. I'm into like the idea of like self-driving cars and stuff. And I saw that the Tesla full self-driving in the last few weeks, it's gotten really good, like the latest update, and it's getting close where before it seemed like really far away. And also the self-parking feature of it has gotten pretty good, like very recently. And so what they do, I saw a video of it, like you pick a spot as you drive by, and then it'll park there. But I think what you can do is you can pick a spot in the parking lot, have it drive like right up to the front, like the door to the grocery store or whatever. You can get out, and since it's already picked the spot, it'll just go park. So it's like valet parking. And then there's this, it's called Smart Summon, which is like after you leave the store, you're holding the keys and you say, come here, car, and it comes to you. So it's like both directions. It's like a full-on valet self-driving car. And then I thought, what if you're a handicapped person, like struggling to get in and out of a handicapped spot, and you see this tech nerd with a Tesla like park closer than you, and like maybe even he loads his groceries or whatever, like how insane would that be? Like, aren't handicapped spots going to be obsolete if everybody, 1 million dudes with Teslas are like valeting themselves everywhere with the self-driving for parking? And I started to think, like, what should parking in the future be? So what I thought would be cool as an invention would be a thing that you can drive your car onto. Because if you can have self-driving cars, you could have like a self-driving car platform. Mm-hmm. So everybody could like drive onto this little platform. Maybe it's like this tall, whatever. And it could park it for you. So everybody could pull up to the front, to the store. And there could be a special like handicapped one for preferential treatment. You pull up, you drive onto this little platform thing, and you get out of your car right at the front of the store. And then it goes and finds a parking spot for you, like parks your car for you, and then puts it down in a spot. And then I don't know how you'd tell it which one, but you'd have to have some way to tell it which one to retrieve when you're done shopping.
What if you made it cheaper and you just create giant like balloons, basically? So like a whoopee cushion, but for a car. And then you put it on the front and back of their car, and it's like a giant Hot Wheels track. So when you come in, goes in neutral and just sits bumper to bumper with another car with pillows, and you just go down until you come out, your car comes out with you.
I'm not sure I got the end part, but I'm picturing like a dry cleaning rack, but for cars. It's like it just goes around until you see the one that you want, and then you take it off. Yeah, it's a silly way to do it.
I was trying to think of the easiest way. Yeah.
But yeah, if you did have a little platform that you drive on and it parks for you, it could have safety things that a normal car wouldn't have, like whoopee cushions in the front and back of the car. And it could be limited to like 5 miles an hour. So it couldn't, like a Tesla could like go out of control and ram something. But
think of the juxtaposition of bringing a Tesla in there, and then I attach my whoopee cushions to it. And they're like, what the fuck is happening right now? And they're like, that's the guy that made DM sliders. Like, trust his whoopee cushion.
The whoopee cushion could be
shaped. We could like straight up call the whoopee cushions sliders too.
But I thought you could just put the self-driving tech.
I didn't mean
the
Tesla sliders to take
into a little platform. And then I thought, my thought is, once you have, if you had this, so everybody can valet their cars basically with the self-driving parking things, then you wouldn't need handicapped parking spots. So you could let stores choose, either they have the handicapped parking spots like they do now, or they have this high-tech valet thing where everybody can park like right next to the door. And then I don't know, is this boring?
It is a good idea. The whoopee cushion thing was just a simple way of like, how can we do it quickly instead of coming up with like a robot thing? Like there's gotta be a way.
What are you saying, Yogi?
What if now the handicap parking is the very end of the parking lot because of this?
Yeah, you wouldn't have to have it close because they're not going to be there, parked there. So,
do you know there was an idea before, I don't know when, I think I read it in some book, these airport conveyor belts. So they wanted to design highways like that.
So the highway moves?
Yes. So you just get on the highway with your car and then stop your car. And then the highway moves and take it to wherever you want to go. And then you get out of the conveyor belt.
It's kind of silly, but yeah.
It's
fun to think of weird shit.
We figured it out a while ago with Jurassic Park. You need the car that drives you, not the road that drives the car.
It's like the gondola ride on the highway.
And another thing with the parking that I thought would be cool. So all these self-driving cars are going to be electric vehicles. So then electric vehicle, you can drive inside because there's no gas exhaust. So if we have these like drop-off valet service, it might as well be like partially inside the store so you don't have to walk through like the snow and shit.
You're talking about India, Tom. Like we have our market like that. Like we drive through those roads and do shopping like from the window.
Like street vendors.
Yes.
Like...
Yeah. Exactly. It happens. It's real.
But you don't have a purple cow. We have a purple cow.
What the fuck is a purple cow?
Did they get rid of that? They did, didn't they? That was like there was one in Ipsy where you could drive through a liquor store and it had a giant purple cow on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was on E-Core.
That was like an ice cream flavor.
Yeah, it's like a drive-through street food. Yeah.
It used to be a drive-through liquor store.
I've heard about like, that.
Yeah.
In Michigan, I thought that was like a Texas thing where only Texas
has Ipsy like is the Texas of Michigan.
But yeah, so the parking, I thought it'd be cool to have the self-driving valet service with indoor parking. And I thought, well, maybe by law, you wouldn't necessarily need handicap spots if you had the valet, but you wouldn't, by law, make everywhere have indoor driving, like driving into the Walmart. But you could have, I saw that France is passing a law where for large parking lots, 70% of the spots have to have solar panels, like above the spots.
Okay.
And so we don't want France to beat us. So
yeah, they're stealing our sun.
But we're used to like for valet, like if you pull into a hotel or whatever, you're used to that being covered or a gas station, like long duration parking is the only thing that isn't covered already. But if we're going to pass a new law to allow self-driving valet thing, we might as well say that you have to cover it up. And that you could not maybe make them put solar panels on top, but encourage it through some tax break or something. So then not only would we have the futuristic valet parking, better parking, we wouldn't have to walk through like slushy parking lots and stuff.
Yep.
I mean, I might pay just to have a valet right now at a grocery store.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is if the high-tech way breaks down, you'd have to hire like a normal valet. Because if you don't have the normal handicap spots, you only have this valet thing instead. It can't like not work. And then the handicap people wouldn't be able to get in. So you'd have to hire people. So it'd create a job of some sort, like fill in valets for when the machinery breaks down.
Do you need a greeter for this? I feel like there should be some sort of greeter.
That could be the valet.
What if the greeter doesn't greet you? It greets your car, like you're dropping your kid off at school for the first time. So it's like you hop out of your car gets on the track, and they're like, "Hey, you!" And they start wiping the hood down. So you just are like, "Oh, it's in good hands."
Yeah, some people might like that.
It's the AI.
They don't want to chat. Go ahead and compliment my car. I don't feel like chatting.
Yeah.
Keep it clean. So I don't like washing the car.
By the way, all I could think of the whole time you were pitching the idea, all I kept thinking about is the day of the slush that happened to you that made you come up with the idea. I pictured you with like 8 bags, like, is there no God?
Well, I was picturing like somebody with crutches and they're trying to walk through this slush and it's like sliding, and or Pam's husband tomorrow on the way to the surgery if it was like slushy.
Victor's quad is having it reattached tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Powerlifting or what?
Tripping over the cement barricades in the parking lot.
Ah.
Men do be tripping.
I mean.
I guess you would need more cement barricades if you let people drive into the store to valet in.
Yeah.
Because you don't want them to like go crazy and like go down the aisles. So you need the cement barriers along the valet drop-off point. So I guess that would be bad for your husband.
Right.
This is like a video game. Like you are going on a mission and then you're driving through these narrow street to capture like one banana.
Well, yeah, if they let you go down the aisles, yeah. But yeah.
Mario Kart. Yeah, it's like Mario Kart.
Now I'm picturing you driving through a market in India trying to steal one banana out of the window while you're driving through.
That's how it happens.
I would play that video game, by the way. I would totally play that video game.
and if your windows are down, the cows will put their head in the back window.
So. You've unlocked the Ipsy Purple Cowmobile.
I'm just picturing a story. I had a coworker who's Indian, and he said that he went somewhere in India and there were so many people on the street. He called it a traffic jam of people.
Mm.
Like he was stuck like at a area of the street, like for like 20 minutes, not being able to move because there were so many people on the street. So it was like a traffic jam of people.
Yeah. And think about like the personal space and COVID 6 feet rules in that place.
Yeah. But yeah, that's like the opposite of like a market being so empty that you could drive your car down it.
Yeah. No, it can't happen there, I guess.
Yeah. So the only other thing I had on my idea is that I think it's depressing to see empty parking lots and like huge parking lots where there's hardly any cars in it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had this like valet service, self-driving valet service, you could push the stores like closer to the road. And they have the parking lot like hidden behind it. I noticed like lately in like newer areas of like Canton, for example, the parking lots are so huge that you can't even see the store from the road. You see like the Meijer sign by the road. But if that sign wasn't there and you were like turning your head trying to drive, like the Meijer's so far back, it's like you can hardly even see it. And
yeah,
so
an empty parking lot is not inviting.
I don't like that. Like people like downtown walkable areas because it feels like there's people and it's cozy and it's like there's not these wide open spaces. So I wonder, if you push Meijer's like closer to the Ford Road or in Canton or whatever, like a busiest street. I mean, it wouldn't feel cozy like a downtown, but it would feel less like desolate at 9 at night. Because you'd see in, like in the windows of the stores, people would be at the checkouts and you could maybe see like people in buildings like from the road and like
it's less crime too.
The valet.
A lot of crime happens in big empty parking lots.
Yeah. 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 I think it would maybe help with crime and also it wouldn't seem as depressing if you didn't have to drive through these big empty parking lots all the time. Like driving, you just see a sea of like concrete on both sides, like because everywhere has these huge fucking parking lots. So yeah, that'd be my future parking design for the future world, would be to have these self-driving valets push stores closer to the road, have the parking behind it or underneath it or out of the way. It'd be more convenient getting in and out. You wouldn't have to experience the weather getting in and out. Yeah. But I have a feeling that none of that will happen because it's expensive to redo shit. But yeah. That's what it should be. Like, we should be thinking, like, do handicap spots still make sense or not? Like, rethinking how things work when new and also even the grocery delivery, like, rethinking how should the grocery store work now that people are doing the ordering online and picking it up? I think we're too slow to adapt to that type of shit. But any thoughts? I feel like I just rambled. I didn't let anybody else.
I was thinking about the parking lot thing. What if there is no parking lot even like behind these stores? If all the parking is underground, so the valet thing happens and then it takes the car, like it's the parking is underground.
Yeah, that could work. I guess it'd be like, well, you don't want the parking 20 minutes away, like in a different town. So it's like, well, it's got to be somewhere nearby, but yeah.
And there is nothing like depressing to look at. It's just buildings now. And buildings become the new definition of depression afterward.
I saw in China, like, I don't think it was Shanghai, some town flooded and almost everybody's cars were parked underground because mm-hmm. they all live in like these high rise apartments. Like, there's hardly any houses in China. And like, just a huge number of people's cars got destroyed because all of the parking in this town was underground and it all got flooded.
What if it's like sealed now forever?
Are you frozen, Pam?
Yeah.
Oh.
What if you had it on top, the parking ramp on top?
And there is a slide afterward. Like you can come down with a slide if you want. And that goes inside the Walmart.
See, that would be fun. Or you could also have, they could wash your car while you're getting your groceries.
Yeah, why not? If you can self-drive it, just self-drive it through the car wash.
I mean,
that'd be nice. I hate to admit this, but I've never washed a car.
What?
I've never gone through a car wash.
What?
I just park outside. Maybe 1 month out of the year, my car's dirty because it hasn't rained in a while. But I've never gone through a car wash.
Well, hot damn. When's your birthday? 40. I might need to buy you a car wash just for the experience.
Yeah. If I bought a good car, I might wash it. Like a Tesla or like a sports car or something. But yeah, never washed a car. Live in Michigan, it rains here. Why do you need to go to the car wash?
Yep.
If I see a big puddle in the spring, I'll drive through it on purpose to wipe the salt off the bottom. I think the whole thing about car washes say, oh, you need to get waxed and on the bottom of the car so it doesn't rust. And I think that's all bullshit. I think I've proven that in practice by never going to a car wash and having used cars last for 10 plus years. It's a scam.
I've got a pass. I can go as much as I want. I take the girls all the time because it's entertainment for them. Hey, you guys want to go through the car wash?
Really? It's entertainment?
Oh, they love it.
Oh, the best is watching baby see the car wash for the first time.
Yes.
Is he terrified? I don't think a baby would be terrified by a car wash.
No, but my daughter, when she was like two, she would like, was terrified. Damn near screaming and crying. And so I had to like make fun of it. I was like, it's okay. I was like, look, we're going through a snowstorm right now as it's throwing the... You know, you just got to make fun of it. That's what you got to do. Make it seem fun. Now they love it.
But let's wrap it up. Any shows or anything you guys want to plug?
I'm going to be at Aqua in Plymouth on April 26th. Big Tommy's in Novi. I'm opening up for Sal D'Amelio on the 19th through the 21st.
April 5th is my 1 year anniversary doing comedy.
Cool. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Ant Podcast, powered by Pinecast.